So hello everybody. So Debbie, tell a few people who want to come today, please don't come. It was funny. It was very funny. Please don't come because you're going to get confused. So we are now talking about Malchut, the Or Chozer, I Beketer, the Or Yashar. So we spoke about it last week, that if Malchut, which means it's in the bottom of Or Chozer, okay, I Beketer de Or Yashar. Because we are talking about two forces, one force coming from the Creator, all the way from the up, down, and one force coming from below, down. Try to imagine there is a curtain, so that curtain push back all that energy. So there is energy coming from above, down, and energy that go from below, up. That's the Or Yashar Or Chozer, direct light versus returning light. Now, normally, people, whatever it is, spiritual, not spiritual, we're looking for something to come down. But we're not looking for what we're giving back. We always want, what can I get? What can I have? And that, unfortunately, you can only have as much as you reflect back. I don't even want to say give back. Because the force from above doesn't need anything to gain back. Just for you, when you reflect back, then automatically you are creating a formula for the receiving. So a lot of people are looking to receive. Unfortunately, that things don't exist. You have to create an environment so what you want can happen. So now we're talking Pchina Gimel. ופחינה ג' שאינה אהבה כל כך כמו פחינה ד' נבחנת לספירת חוכמה דאור חוזר. So what happened? The density of the curtain, stronger will be the density of the curtain, it will push back the light to a higher level. So the density of Malchut is in pushing all the way together. But once the density of the curtain, the Masach, is less than that, then it will push it not to a higher level, to Chokmah. What does that mean for us on a spiritual level? The density of how much we can push back depends on how much desire we have. Every time you're born with a stronger desire, you have to create a stronger density to push. Not everybody has to push. I know some culture, when you offer them ice cream, they will say no a few times. No, no, it's okay. No, no, but the ice cream will melt, right? Eventually. So what's the right thing to do? Politely. No, no, no. So that's a masach. So unfortunately, it doesn't go by culture. It goes by personality trait. Okay? So if the person has the strongest desire, and you need to know yourself by now, you know, what type of desire you have. Can you sit and let nothing happen? Some people can do it. Cannot. They will go crazy. Some people know how to relax. I mean, I'm not one of those second type. I don't know how to relax. Every normal human being, I want to. It's my dream. But when I look at people like how they don't move, it's in the beginning annoying me, but then I'm respecting it. It's unbelievable. How is it? How do you get actually doing nothing or thinking about nothing? Like some people, not in LA, but maybe other places, San Diego, maybe. They go to the beach and they actually sit there for 5 hours. That's an achievement. That's like tremendous. But those people desire maybe for the skin to get darker, or I don't know what else, to hear the wave, have a drink. But all of that, for people who have a stronger desire, it will be kind of, what am I missing? People who have stronger desire, they always feel they're missing something, because what they do now, maybe there is another parallel hour. So one of the things for people with strong desire is not losing money, is losing time. People with a stronger desire don't like to lose time. They want the time to be, let's say, from 7 a.m. till 7 p.m., but then the time never changes, it's still 7 a.m. to accomplish everything. Still, it's not about the money. For people with strong desire, people think it's money, because money is time in a way. So when a person has a stronger desire, he has to create a stronger density basar. Why? The basar, the curtain push back. If you cannot push back as much as you want, then what you want can hurt you. Is that clear? Sometimes we get angry. We get angry with people who have more desire than us. We call them greedy, stupid. Not as greedy. They want more than you. Let them want more than you. Then we sometimes judge people who don't want nothing from life. They're just happy with a little bit. So we call them saint. It's not true. They're born this way. They're born with no desire at all. So that's why the test for them is not as much as for a person who's born with a tremendous amount of desire. So you can't say this one greedy, this one is a saint. Hey, what was your building system from within? What type of person are you? You know, if a person eat too much and a person don't eat a lot, it doesn't make them better or worse. It's just a type of a personality that God created that person to be that way or another. What to do with it? That's the test. What do you do with that? So pushing back too much for people who have not a strong desire, it doesn't have a lot of effect. But pushing back as much as they can, when you have a stronger desire, affect everybody around in a good way. That's what Malchut from the bottom go all the way to Keter, meaning it's affecting everything. So what would it be for you when you're thinking about yourself? What kind of desire you have? When do you give up? Do you want to give up? I mean, a person can work with a small job. I heard a daughter and a mother have speak to each other while I'm on buying in Costco. And I heard the girl speaking to the mom. And she say to the mom, she look at one of the workers, how can they do that? How can they do such a job? It's a tough job. And the mom said, that's what they choose. I enjoyed it, that talk. Once I start looking at them, then they stop talking. But it was interesting. And it make me think. I like to listen, then I start thinking. So that gentleman who worked there, he doesn't want to be important or famous or anything. He still uses one of those flip phone, you know, those whatever you call them. And he's not a spy, so he doesn't run from the police. Flip phone it's called?
Yeah.
You know, the small, nice one. So he doesn't want a lot from life. But it's not making him a saint. He was born with less desire, so he can work in a certain job that other people say, I'm not doing it. Why those people say, I'm not doing it? Does that make them better? No. If we change the universe and we make the less desire people want like the greedy people and the greedy want like that, it will be okay. So both sides has to change. It's not enough to say just greedy change, because greedy is wrong. Greedy is not wrong. They're born that way. Their job is so important to be as greedy as they can, but they have to push as much as they can. Do you understand? It's very important, because without them there is no masar, no light that's going from Malchut all the way to Keter, all the way to the upper. We need them. So those are the people who make a difference. So righteous, what is a righteous person? Righteous, right? Tzadik is going all the way to Yesod, right? Yesod is the end of all the Sefirot before Malchut. So Tzadik is capable of wanting it all and giving it all away. That's not tzaddik. But a tzaddik, a righteous person who doesn't want nothing, it's not tzaddik. No. First thing about tzaddik, they want it. They want all of it. And now they start letting it go. But if you don't have the desire, don't change. I mean, people, I don't want to upset anybody, but people don't change. I mean, I know that we're in a business of spirituality and everybody want to believe that we can change and we can get better and all this and that. But your core, who you are, will not change. It doesn't matter how much you try. Your core of who you are, the spirit of your soul, will not change. What will change? How you act about it. Your choices of with who you are. That can change. You know, you're strong, how you use your strength. You're shy, how you use the shy. This is a choices. But your core personality is same. You should never be ashamed of it. Because there is only one like you. Only one. Don't ever try to change that part because that's created by God. Be proud of it. Be proud. And if, God forbid, you start to compromise who I am and all, then you compromise about the creation of God too. And that's a problem. But how you behave, you have to be aware of yourself. So for example, when I came to America, I didn't know the dessert plate is for everybody on the table. Didn't know that. I have strong desire for food. So I remember that they put the dessert next to me, and I'm looking around, I guess people were shy, and I started eating it, and I actually, without knowing that I'm doing it, I take the plate a little bit closer, because I couldn't reach. I said, like, why is it there, you know? But thank God it was a wonderful Abraham, that's his name, who took me aside and teach me about manners and how to behave. He teach me three things. That was the first thing he teach me. Yeah, you know, the dessert was kind of to share, you know, to kind of, when the lady say, let's dig in, not you dig in, collectively dig. So, okay, good point. Second thing he told me, that's a long story. But anyway, the main thing is your desire is important. Don't be ashamed of it. Your kindness is important. Don't be, you're born with that. That's your core of your soul. So here, Rav Ashlag is telling us, when it's reached to Chokhmah, אוח זה דאנו אשתיים בדגל הקדם. בקנה בית אז אקח את בקנה בית גימלת. אז ישים אבל הקדם. דאנו בינה. So now, if we're going to the second phase, all right? So it's going phase by phase, curtain by curtain, different curtain. The only real strong curtain is only on Malchut, not to let the light in. So that's why it pushed back up a lot. But once you are going to the next curtain, that curtain doesn't shoot up very high. מבחינה א' היא הזכה עוד יותר מבחינת ב', והמדרגה הרביעית במעלה מן הכתר, דן ספירת זה ערן פין, הכולל שש ספירות חגת נאי. And then you have the last מסך, which is only make it to the size of the ערן פין. ובחינת הכתר דה אור ישר, הזכה יותר מכולן, מבחינת בערך האור החוזר, אמור רק לבחינת מלכות. Now what is exactly the light that coming from the curtain of the lower sphira called Malchut? It's actually the light that belongs to Malchut. Where does this light come from? The light that's supposed to be fulfill all the levels, right? There is 10 sphira, 10 levels, every or 5 if you want, because Keter Chokhmah Binah Zeh Anpin Malchut. It has to be fulfilling everything. So the light that belongs to the last sphira is very powerful. כלומר השפלה מכולם במעלה, כי כל האב יותר הוא חשוב יותר. וכל הזך יותר הוא שפל יותר, יותר מדרגה מתפשטות מן האב לזך זכור זאת היטב. So, what change here in אור חוזר, in returning light, is that we say, in the beginning, whatever more clear and clean is closer and is the cause of everything. What we talk about, the אור חוזר, the returning light, now it's flip. Whatever is more strong desire, more thick, it's actually the cause of everything. Is it clear why? Is it clear for you why? No? Very simple. I mean, the cause of everything is light coming down from Keter, right? Yes, so far so good. Now, what is the cause of Or Chozer? The curtain above Malchut. So who is the cause of the Or Chozer? Who is the cause of the returning light? Or Chozer mean returning light? Malchut. So the lowest level become now the Keter of Or Chozer. Makes sense, right? So the Or Yashar, the strong light coming, that's Keter of Or Yashar. So this is the combination that's going on. It's a combination. Now without, if we talk about real life, without we reflecting our being, you know, each and every one of you did something here which is incredible. You know, you're bringing people, you're bringing friends, you're bringing people, you talk to people, that's affecting your soul. It's affecting them too. but it's affecting your soul, because when you share, when you reflect back, anything that can do good to others is or chozer. Now, let's continue with this. Said to us Rav Ashlag, והנה הבחינה דלת, בעצמה, the fourth phase by itself, מכוח האור חוזר שלה, מתפשט לעשר ספירות, מתחלקת בעצמה, גם כן לעשר ספירות. So, the מלכות הוא, is the cause for the 10 ספירות of returning light, also have subdivision within her, within the מלכות, of 10. כלומר, לדלת בחינות וכתר. כי בחינה דלת עצמה היא הכתר, the אור חוזר. The fourth phase is actually the keter of the returning light. We just explain why. Okay, because it starts from here. So this becomes the keter of Ochozer. Ainu HaShoresh. It's the roots. V'tet Sfirot the Ochozer. And the other nine Sfirot of returning light. Mitpashot volot mimena. Are en anafim shela. What is actually the rest of the nine Sfirot of returning light? Is the branches of what just happened with Malchut. ונודע שכל הענפים נכללים וקמים בשורש. We already know if we talk about trees or, and fruit and leaves, everything is included within the roots. What is the roots? Everything within the roots, right? A DNA of the mom, a DNA of the father is within the child. It's, I think it's very simple, okay? So within the roots, there is everything. So if something מתפשט, something spread out from מלכות up, it's part of מלכות. ונודע שכל הענפים נכללים וקמים בשורש, לכן לפחות מבחינה ד' לעצמה, A הבחינות שהן כתר וד' הבחינות שהן ממטה למעלה. So מלכות now is כתר of אור חוזר, and what come out of מלכות is the four phases of אור חוזר. The same like if it will come from כתר. Is that make sense? Now, let's go a little bit deeper, understand what's really happening. בזה תבין מה שהבנו לאל, שמידת גודלו של אור חוזר נמדד בשיעור האביות שיש במסך. The size of the אור חוזר depends on the thickness that the מסך has. שהמסך האב יותר, the thicker מסך, דיינו מסך דבחינה גמל, which is the curtain of fourth phase, מגלה קומה שלמה עד הכתר. We already explained it. It gets a full comma, a full levels all the way to keter. ומסך מבחינה גימל, and a curtain from fourth phase, all the way to chokhmah. מסך, the curtain of בחינה בית, the second phase, all the way to bina. And מסך, the בחינה אלף, and the curtain of בחינה אלף, only till זעיר אנפין. ומסך שאין בו אביות אביות אפילו מבחינה אלף, and if there is a place that there is no curtain even there, like there is nothing going on, there is no curtain, even if, so it looks like the roots, and no megalem shum koma shelo, doesn't reveal any size of light, rak b'chinat malchut bilvad. So this is malchut, which is the roots of Or Chozer. You understand? So it's a five level. So curtain, 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 malchut cannot have anything, so it's malchut, it's keter. V'ima mitbayar tavin idyan izdakachut, amur. Now let's understand the clarification of the מסך. על אי הבחינות, שהוא עניין התחלקות בחינה ד' בעצמה לחמש בחינות האמורות כאן. What is הזדקחות המסך? What is the clarification of the מסך? The light wanna come in. The fulfillment always wanna chase you. You don't need to chase fulfillment. You don't. Fulfillment knocking on the door. It sounds crazy. But how much can you say no? To knocking on your door to give you. No, no, I'm okay. No, 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 I'm okay. Eventually it explodes. What happened to the light bulb? Plus and minus. The plus, the light, want to give. Give, 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 give. The resisting, the filament. No, no. Until what? So a human who's no longer able to resist, that's when things start to go down. What is it that you can't resist? Receiving what you want. So the whole game in life is how to want, and then how to not want. That's a minus and plus. Now in your body, your organs work the same. You have desire to the organs, and you have the ability of the organ to push back. Also the organ, there is masach, there is curtain, right? There is like a little thin curtain, membrane, right? On the brain, around the muscles, okay? Fascia, I mean, they call it, I think, in the doctor language, fascia. There is massage now on the fascia, one of the most painful things that exist in the world, you know? Cry. Or you laugh or you cry, you have two personality, my God, so painful. But they go after your fascia, and either you go back there or you never go back. Depends how strong you are. I can send you to a place, I know many places who do that. But it's beautiful. You lose 2 pounds right, like that, just by removing some stuff there. Woo! It's all the memory, they say like this, I don't know, I'm not a doctor. All the memory of your stress and emotional stress is actually restored, and that thin membrane around the muscle, and when they start putting it out, it's coming out. You feel happy, but you're in pain. You think twice if to go back. You think more than twice, like I think for 2 years if to go back. So you like, I'm not doing it. And they take care of everything, even that muscle. Take care of everything, like they're going, everything. You have to be ready to do that, because to finish the whole body takes months. But then, that's a massage. You clean your massage, so your massage can pull back. Because after a while, we no longer push back with the body. We no longer push back. You know, one of the number one cause of disease and problem is stress. If you look at online and you see why people gain weight. After age of 40, it's common for people to gain weight. Doesn't matter what they're gonna eat, doesn't matter the exercise, why? And they show you that when you get stressed, there's a hormone that's actually gonna make you fat no matter what you're gonna do. And until you don't learn how to totally relax and chill, that hormone will go more and more and more. Hormone, little thing, like not important. But why am I talking to you about it? Because it says, is the kahut amasach. Which masach, which curtain we talking about? So the light come and hitting first the Bechina Dalet, the fourth phase Malchut, right? So if it hitting, then light go up all the way to Keter. Well, because it's Malchut. Once it hitting, it went through to one layer. Now left, not as strong a masach as before, so this go all the way to Chokhma. Hitting. That go back all the way to Bina. Hitting. That goes there and Pin. Hitting. No more massage. Psh, nothing is going on. Because it's only going on, action is only going on with the desire and pushing. So, of course, what happened after all that? I don't know if you explain it here, if I want to tell you this. He said he will explain it later. I want to tell you, but try to use your imagination so everything go back to the beginning, and that's why it restart again all over. So the whole idea of the Tzimtzum and all this, it's happening every second. And then boom 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 boom, psh, start again, boom boom boom, psh. It never stops. Life never ends. It's full of action. Now if a human, why human is so important? What about us, which is so unique? We are carrying above the creation, like among the creation, you have human is Bechina Dalet. Human is the fourth phase, actually. Animal, Bechina Gimel. They are all the way to Bina, because we are all the way to Chochmah. Because what's before us, it's Malchut, which is below us. Did you understand what I'm saying? Like, so what is, there is a, we have two forces. We have the body, and we have the soul. And with the soul, that's the Keter of Ruach HaZer. I shouldn't say it's the Keter of Ruach HaZer. You have the soul, which is different than the body, because the body is coming from more negative place, but I want to refer more to the levels. So you have human, then animal, then vegetables, then minerals. So the minerals, no desire. So they don't have to do any job. But that's why all killers has to be reincarnated to minerals. Killer go to prison. It doesn't help. Doesn't help. Because eventually they have to reincarnate into that stone. So it's not fair. They go for 20 years, 30 years, and nothing happened. Only while they're in prison, they get enough study to understand how to change, and then they don't have to reincarnate. So prison can be a good place for them, but it's not. Because there is no education. If somebody will open school in prison, or video from different teachers, we should do that. And it should educate the people. Then there is hope. But otherwise, prison doesn't help. They have to reincarnate. Putting the person in an electric chair doesn't help. Does nothing. You know? Maybe it helps a little bit if you suffer. You know? Or you get humiliated. It's the only way. But other than that, doesn't help. So, the reincarnation has to be into minerals, vegetables, animals, and human. So human, the strongest desire to receive. So we've been created in the concept that, wow, what a duality. I want it all. Human being is the most dangerous creature. We kill for fun. We have war. We have actually people talking about war. Lion are not taking Africa and say, well, we have a situation. You know, in Europe, we heard another lion took over. No currency exchange. There's no currency. If it's a Chinese currency, the European or American, the dollar, the Chinese coin, I don't know the name, or the euro. You know, that's the fight now. I'm sure you follow the news. The fight right now, maybe they don't tell it, but that's the fight. So people in Russia can buy gold and silver. Not physical gold, but the stock. Why? Because once you see the gold go up, silver stay there, it will catch up eventually. Okay? Hopefully this don't go down. But it will cut the difference, or the whatever the name for they're using. So what I'm trying to tell you is very important to understand our mission as a human is to have the strong desire, but to be able to control it. But the Masach is always going to get beat up by the sharing force. The sharing force don't want you not to receive. It's a very noble thing to be able to say no. It's a noble thing. But from the light point of view, from God's point of view, it's not a noble thing. You refuse to receive the gift. So God want to give you every day way more than you want. But if religious leader will start telling it to the people, it will be nobody will go to church, synagogue, or other place. Can you imagine? People tell people in the synagogue or the place, hey, listen, God love you, will never punish you because he love you, and he always want to give you more than you ask. So would you ask or not? And people will never point the finger to God, because what they teach in religion, that you behave bad, that's why you're not rich. You behave bad, that's why you're sick. It's not a punishment, the reward. The concept of punishment or reward exists. But it's not exist from point of relating it to God. It exists related to me. Which means you're responsible if you can enjoy life or not. You are responsible for that. But don't fall into a category that you think that now I'm receiving less for the divine. The divine never give less. Never. But if the divine continue to give the same all the time, and you cannot have the capacity to have it all, that's create a problem. That create a problem. And that's why we study all of it, to understand that the flow never stops. So when you ask for whatever you ask, and I do this mistake as well when asking the help. No, the light already sent everything. What we need to ask all of us is, hey, help me to be able to change so I can receive the blessing. Not help me to have more. It's dangerous. Somebody tomorrow give you, I don't know, $82 billion. Did you have the capability of having that kind of money. It's a lot of money. Even $1 million, they have the capability. It's a lot of money. So all of that thing has to be understood, that the flow of the divine, the flow of the light, will never stop. It's actually more and more all the time. And that's why when you build a masach, when you build a curtain and say, I don't want all those people who believe in, I'm restricting myself, and then after 3 days they do worse than they did before. So what is this game, restricting myself? No, I'm building a masach. That's a real restriction, building a curtain. Because I want to reflect back, true. True masach is when I care about, when I'm giving. I'm not to care about me with the capability of giving, because then I have another problem, ego. So I'm busy with me, so no matter how I look at it, it's the same. So if we teach this type of thing to the world, it will be no more chaos, no more chaos. So why, I mean, you don't see all Los Angeles or New York are here, so why is it not attractive to people? Because those details, if you jump in, you know, sometimes it's difficult as a balchut, masach, it's a knowledge that requires study. And it's not a study, it's almost like jump in the middle of a TV show. It's not a movie. No, not a movie. There is, when you see a movie in the middle, you can a little bit catch up. When you see a TV show, I don't know, with the 20 season, and every episode connect to the episode before, not those show that you have one episode at a time, very difficult. You're losing some vocabulary, words, and all this and that. And of course, the time that we know it's the time that every chaos thing will be over is when people will control this kind of study. That's how you know you're coming to the end. Anyway, let's understand now. We need to understand is the kechut ha-masach, the clarification of the curtain. In it, Rechim Nagdim Shtagdabot. Rav Ashlag choose to say and choose to write here that before we understand that, we have to give a little introduction. First, koach ha-ikuf sheba-masach, the delay that the curtain created, ושקול בתם לבידת האביות שהיא ההשתוקקות. It only depends on two things. The aviut, how the density of the curtain, and the ishtokekut, the desire that exists within the fourth phase. Almost like scale, when you look at the scale. And that's for a simple reason. Because if the desire is so strong, then we have to make an effort to stop from receiving. Say Rav Ashlag, it's beautiful language of Rav Ashlag. So if the desire is so strong, then you know that's where you need to delay the receiving. Now, people ask, what is that they need to change? What do they need to do? You know what you need to change. You don't need a teacher for that. What do you need to change? You have maybe five things that you know, or three things, or sometimes one thing. Some people come only for one thing to change one thing. Check what is on your list, the strongest desire that you ever think. You know it's wrong for you, you know it's wrong to everybody, and you're still doing it. That exactly is the thing that you have to be able to say no. So it's so easy, it's almost like a video game. It's so easy, because wherever you see the problem with you not able to say no to something, that's exactly the area. That's where you reveal the most amount of light. It's a simple thing. Simple. If the desire is small, you don't need to make a big effort to delay yourself from receiving. So, that delay that the masach created, the curtain created, is equal to the density of the fourth phase, whatever is up or whatever is down. So, the reason I compare it to our life, not that Rav Ashlag saying it, is the reason I use those reasons so you can remember it better. So, the idea is stronger will be the desire. That's where it is. That's where it is. You know, then I have to build stronger masach. Because what pulled the light? I mean, I shouldn't say pull the light. The light want to share. because the light of the share creates the strongest desire for that amount, and then after Tzimtzum, you will already study, there's a curtain to prevent that from happening. The curtain cannot hold the light for too long. It can hold, eventually the light go in. Then we restart everything. So the curtain delaying the light, not stopping the light, delaying. So the light keep pushing on the, knocking on heaven doors in a way, right? Again. From here, the desire is strong. So the stronger it will be the desire, the density of the basar will be stronger. So what will happen with the ochazer? We'll go all the way together. But now we're only talking about the curtain, the basar. So we need to understand how is the basar changed from 4 to 3 to 2 and 1. What happened exactly? But on our life, we also have to think, what is your strongest desire to think? You have to know yourself. What is it? What is it? What is your thing now? And you know what you need to change, because whatever you want for you is selfish. So you build on that curtain, you know, the curtain, and that curtain is helping you. No, but eventually the light break in. So what does that mean? Does that mean that every time you commit a sin, you actually connect to the light in a way? Sound weird, right? Sound weird. So you are actually transfer light into a place that should wait a little bit. That's why, how do you call sin in Hebrew? Avera. What does Avera mean in Hebrew? Transfer. Transfer. You transfer light to a place which is not ready yet. You have to wait a little bit. You have to delay it. But don't fake delay. There's people who do fake delay. I'm not going to eat sugar today. I'm not going to eat sugar today, you know? You have to say, I'm not going to eat sugar at all. And then if you do mistake, it's considered like you did a good job. But if you say, I'm not going to eat sugar today, that means tomorrow you will. Because some people was counting for how long they didn't have sugar. Why are you counting? It's a life decision. If you're counting for the sake of motivate yourself, if you ever fell, so you said, wow, I did 2 years and I fell, it's okay. But if you're counting because you want to know when it's going to be over, that's a mistake. You understand what I'm saying? Never commit for something which is wrong for you for amount of time. Commit for life. You not wake up in the morning and say, I didn't kill people for already 2 years. What? No. You're counting. Do you want a coin for that? No. It's a way of life I choose. That's the problem. When people work on themselves spiritually, they think it's a time that they achieve, it's the achievement. No. It's not. The achievement is my decision to be able to say no to what I want to do, which I know it's wrong. Okay? Because what's wrong, it's not that there is no light, there is light, but you're not ready yet for that light. Because after that, where is your contract about the Tzimtzum, the contraction, right? The whole idea of the Tzimtzum was to be able to say no. It's all Tzimtzum. Was that God's decision? No. It was the soul's decision together. It was never God's decision. From God's point of view, I want to give you more. But you can't receive it. If I give you, you will explode. So we came up with a system. We said, we want to earn it. We want to earn it. Bread of shame story and all this and that. Are you going to earn it? By good doing, by study, a different thing. You earn it. Slowly. הקדמה ב' שאותו האור המקיף שלא מתלבש בנצל תיבואו לזכך את האפיוש מבחינה ד' What exactly hitting the מסך? Hitting the curtain. It's called אור מקיף. There is certain amount of light that cannot go into the emanated. The job is to break through the מסך. לאט לאט, על סדר דלת הבחינות, סלולי, עד שמזכך את כל האביות כולה שבא, שבתחילה מזכך בבחינה דלת בבחינה ג'. The אור מקיף, the surrounding light, just so much and light, try to get in and fulfill the vessel, but it cannot go in one shot. So first is clarification of fourth phase, third phase, second phase, first phase. And then when it becomes clean, without avyut, without any density, or without masach, without nothing, what do you think happened? Then it's becoming again, Iyan is Dema 1, it's becoming again what it was before Tzimtzum. Why is it like that? Ki aor mekiv pirush oto aor elyon. What is aor mekiv? What is surrounding light? It's the upper light that cannot yet go in to the emanated, to the receiver. Because the curtain doesn't allow that light to come in. Shu nishar mechutz laparzuf. It stays out of the system vebekiv alav, surrounding him. Da'ayim shemir alav merachok. It's only shining from distance. ומתוך שאור מקיף רוצה להעיר גם בפנימיות הפרצוף, but אור מקיף always want to fulfill. It's a pressure in life. So, all your potential want to come in. What do we cry about? We didn't reach our potential at work. We didn't reach our potential in love. We didn't reach our potential in sport. We're always crying for that. But the potential, right? If you look at my web, reach your potential. What is reach your potential? Reach your Omekif. Your Omekif. This is what really belongs to you. But to get to that place, the person has to do some work. Why is the Omekif ever desire even to break through the Masach? Why? Because the Omekif came from where? From the endless. What happened in the endless between the light and the vessel? They were one. He and his name are one. There was no different. No different between the giving and the receiving. There was one. But once the tzimtzum takes place, the contraction takes place, then we have an issue. The vessel cannot receive directly anymore from the light. Alken umakeh b'masach. That's why he's hitting the masach. So when you feel sometimes stress or pressure, you want to stop the stress or pressure. You don't want the stress or pressure to continue. That's what's stupid about it. Stress and pressure mean there is a force who want to give you more. Give you more. More. You have one of those days that nothing work. You have one of those days that it's a little bit too much. Too much. But that's when our bekif start coming in. What do we do, Norman? Take a pills. Take a drink. Relax. Do something to avoid pressure. And unfortunately, the generation to come, more and more people want to get life stress-free and pressure-free, which is be dead. Simply dead. Dead. What's the blood pressure of a dead person? You got it. Pressure means something is going on. If you don't want pressure in your life, you're not ready for anything. That's been your desire to begin when it's small. When you look at people who inspire you to think big, you have two choices. Follow that step or judge them. You can do either this or either that. Judge the whole thing and then you go back to your little of nothingness. Eat some popcorn and cookie, play video game. Or change and say, I'm ready for pressure. Big things happen when there is pressure. You don't want pressure? Think small. Think small. Think small, no pressure. So the guy in Costco, or in Walmart, or in McDonald's, doesn't want pressure. It's okay, nothing wrong with that. You want to flip a burger? No problem. You can make some money. Less responsibility. You want to become something big thing? You have to understand, how can I handle pressure? The question of how you handle pressure is how you handle your Or Mekif, your surrounding life. It's a very difficult thing to do. Makeh b'masach. Makeh. is hitting the masach, mezakcho, and it's make the layer of the masach cleaner and cleaner. Because the Omek say, I'm coming back. Remember, we used to be one. What's going on? It's me. Most people, I mean, if you look at the pills that sell the most, is any pill that has to do with how can I avoid feeling stress, right? I mean, I was one of those weddings, and I saw the bride with her friend, whatever you call those girls around her all the time, the flower and the dress and all this, sharing some unpressure, how to get less pressure pills. Thank God this was natural, I checked it. It was natural, I'm trying to remember, it's herbs. It's very famous in America now. Valerian, yes. Valerian. You heard that? Wow. I was happy it was natural. So what valerian, man? I never heard. Valerian. So they all took valerian. And then there were no pressure. Okay? So they took valerian, which I don't know what it is. I'm going to study it more. Maybe you can get the cream. If it's good, why not?
It's a root.
It's a root? Yeah. It's famous? It's like people.
Yeah. Helps you sleep.
Really? Valerian? Good to know. So it's become now, I guess, in thing because of no chemical. But the pressure that you feel, try to take 1 hour and then maybe take the valerian. You know? But let at least stay 1 hour with the pressure. Don't avoid the pressure. Everybody has some pressure time. Let's say, when I take a flight and I feel turbulence, I can't sleep. I'm nervous, I'm not feeling comfortable. Talk to the captain, talk to the pilot, study the airplane. They teach me everything. I study the whole thing. And in the end, I thought, wow, well, it's fine, I got it. Then, I still feel nervous. And I feel stupid and silly. Like I know it all, I'm smart, I get the whole thing. It's only pocket in the air, the cold, everything. Engine thing, talk to a fighter jet, everything. What's wrong with me? So they're going crazy. I met this psychologist, hypnotherapist. I did it all. She took me back, my God. I said, what is this to do? I don't want to talk to you about this. I said, no. So she took me back to my mom giving birth to me. Say, why do you want me to talk to you about it? She said, tell me about your mom giving birth. So how do you know what happened to me? He said, well, the way you describe it, what you feel is exactly that. I was so nervous, so I said, listen, I never share it. The reason I shared it with you because she took it out of me. So I said, I was born, basically they told my mom, then I was, the baby died. We're only gonna save you. And she started to explain to me what it means for the baby when they gave up on the baby and they saved the mom. So it's kind of a leftover and now, saving the mom, because I was born in 10 months, not in 9 months, like months after they had to take me out with surgery because it was dangerous. And then I came back to life, they brought me back to life. So she tell me, in your mind, you already experienced death. You've been dead one time in this life. You've been dead. So when you see this, this is reminding you that tube. She started telling me everything. I have to go back to her. I mean, she's very nice. Very nice. Maybe I was tough on her in the beginning because she was digging in too much. A little bit too much. You know, very personal stuff. But so everybody has something that stresses you. You know, some people get stressed when they meet crazy people. You ever been in a mental hospital to meet crazy people? I went a few times. You know, there is, and I shouldn't go because I have it's called syndrome, chameleon syndrome. Chameleon syndrome when you have empathy with the people you're with. You start becoming like them. You start thinking like them, becoming like them. You start becoming one with them. And it affect you a lot, very dangerous. So I become one with the person. And every person has something that stresses you out. Not having food. Some people go crazy if they think there is not gonna eat today. Really, really going crazy. Really, I saw people going crazy. Stress them. Some people are stressed with public speaking. I had to train about, I don't know, 50 people for public speaking, standing, the worst situation, two worst situations, one person peeing their pants. And I said, what happened? And I remember I had to train him. I said to him, the good news, you're going to stay alive. Don't you think that should be worse? I said, no. So what? I never saw that. So I don't understand stress in that level. I understand turbulence because I experienced it, so I know what it means. And that's it for me. That's it. Like, that's my thing. You know, everybody have the, what do you call it, stress thing. And I remember one time, I had this guy with a private jet take me and I had to do some work with him. And I said, my God, and I have to talk to him and teach him and be with him for 20 hours. We fly to different places. And what if there'll be a turbulence and I'm kind of stressed and talk? That was my test. And we went to the Rocky Mountain. We went to Vail, Colorado, if you know where it is. And things happened. There's nothing you can avoid. Doesn't matter what's happening. And he's out. And he asked me, Eliyahu, can you meditate with me right now about Keter to Malchut? And this is, and I'm looking to the sky. Say, God, that's not fair. You know, it's not cool. Not cool. He sent me this guy in this time. Can we do it when we're landing? I told him, said, no, I feel here with God. And I'm like sweating. So, of course we can do it. And every time I'm like that. And it was needed for me, you know? So, and the idea what I'm trying to tell you, look at your stress as the light want to give you a gift, but you're not yet ready for that gift to come. And when you understand it, your fear, your panic, your anxiety, I don't know what else, stress of not having money, stress of not being what you meant to be doing in this life, all kind of weird stuff. The worry themselves are the invitation of the Omer gift to go to your vessel. Those are the worry. They are needed. Because that means the light knocking on your door, say, hello, I'm here. Yeah, can I feel please more comfortable? No, you can't feel comfortable because your vessel is too small. Your masach is too thick. I can't go in. So I have to knock hard for you to kind of let go. And then you say, whoo, whoo. You know? And this is very, very important. Very, very important. And I found out from that psychologist, she teach me more caffeine in the body, more you're going to experience your stress. I didn't know that. Sugar and caffeine make you experience stress double. So she teach me something. Say, okay, just 2 days before your flight, no sugar, no coffee. And it's interesting. You are dealing with, like, I'm thinking, what is caffeine? I don't know what caffeine is or what sugar is. I guess it make you, I don't know what it makes, but it does something to your physical body. Now, talking about this subject, so Omer Kif want to come in. And when Omer Kif want to come in, it starts to break. So what happened next? Mitchila mitgaber ha-masach. First the curtain win. The curtain pushed the light back. No! You're not going in. V'doche oto la'achorav. And he pushed it back to become ochozer. Ha'kach mitgaber ha-or. Then the light say, really? Come back full blast. U'mezakech et ha-masach. And clean the first layer of the masach so it become now three layer. Right? Remember there's four. Clean it. אבל אינו מבטל רק אותו בחינת האביות שעליה הייתה זיווג דעקה. And it's called binding by striking. The light want to bind with the receiver and it strike the curtain to go in. Okay? ואם הזיווג דעקה, that binding, זיווג more mean intercourse. So it's intercourse by striking. It sounds weird. Maybe binding was like, the translation is זיווג mean intercourse. But binding, maybe it's better. אם הזיווג דעקה הייתה בבחינה דלת, הוא מבטל להביא את הבחינה דלת. So if the binding by striking happening and the fourth phase, that means remove the layer that shoot it all the way to get. שהיא המעכבת על המתלבש בפרצוף, because that's what delaying the light to come in. הוא משאיר בהביא את הבחינה ג' שאין לו עם העסק. And that light that come down has nothing to do with the third level, because they only come to crush the fourth level. Is that clear? So, because always the light comes first. So the light is belong to a certain curtain. It's not that the curtain is the cause of everything. The light is the cause of everything. We have time? Yes, we do. Finish it. ומשיב האביות הבחינה גילו שאלה עם מועסק, ואם הזיווג דקה באביות הבחינה גילו. Now the next striking is on the fourth, the third phase. ומבטל רק האביות הבחינה גילו. ומשאיר האביות מבחינה ב' And that, now, בחינת דלת אינה נהדרת אף על פי שלזכרה לבחינה ג' קראת שכל חידוש תורה מתהווה ברוחני אין התורה קודם נהדרת בשוק זה just because something was gone because what happened to the masach that happened before it's still there because the spirituality there is no missing there is nothing change it's always stayed the same כי אין נהדר כלל ברוחני אלא שיש כאן תוספת צורה it's additional form this we study in the first few weeks it's always additional form there is no when there is a change in spirituality we think a change meaning if the cup was here and now is here now the cup can only be here it's spirituality if it was here and now it moved here it's in both places and that's difficult for the brain to grasp הרי נבחינת שיצא מהנאצל אז זה לבחינת נאצל החדש זה של הנאצל הראשון שהבחינה דלת שבו אינה בחינה דלת שבחינה דלת אלא בחינה גימל שבחינה דלת now everything is taking place in the fourth phase but it can be fourth phase or fourth phase that's a masach or third phase of the fourth phase because the only place where there is a real curtain is only in the fourth phase for that reason you know אמנם בנאצל הראשון in the first emanated לא נתאבה בשום ההתקרות הזו שום שינוי כלשהו nothing happening there is no change that happening in the first emanated why? because you have to have a desire then you have to have a masach and then you have to have binding by striking but when we talking about נאצל הראשון לא נתאבה משום ההתקרות הזו שום שינוי כלשהו There was no change happening. There's no change happening, even there is a change happening. So, different masachim, different curtain, different desire, different thing. But from the original vessel, there is only additional action taking place, but not something being canceled, and now there is something new. Is that clear? Nothing yet canceled. It's only more and more and more things happening to us. Now, the secret here that on a superficial level, on 1% level, physical level, that how do you deal with life? Debbie told me today there is two types of persona. People who handle, they need to be feel fulfilled to achieve goals, and there is people who have to feel terrible to achieve goals. Interesting concept that we shared with me this afternoon. So, I guess you have to know who you are. Some people need compliment, chief goal. Some people, it has to do psychologically with how you grew up. You know, how you grew up. I was never good enough, doesn't matter what I do. If I bring a test to my 95, how come not 100? How come not 100? That's how I grew up. So, I guess I'm never sit on satisfaction. I'm get motivated when I'm not. So if let's say I play tennis today, so let's say I'm 2-5, so I'm getting excited to get to 7-5. Then I hurt myself. I win, but I hurt myself. But I feel great. So it's all the ego driven. But some people need to lead 4-0 to win the game. You know, so it's a different persona. What motivates you, fulfillment or not having? What make you drive? You know, in horses, when you see, I don't know if you went to Kentucky to see the what do you call it? Kentucky, not fried chicken, the 500, whatever
Derby,
you call it.
Derby,
Kentucky. Derby. Kentucky fried chicken just came up with vegan. Yeah. Vegan.
Chicken nuggets.
Yeah, you know.
Chicken nuggets, like beyond chicken.
Funny. They're gonna do big now, big. So. Yeah, amazing. So the horses, there is what I think it's called front runner. There's horses that has to be in the front all the time. And there is horses that need to start from behind them and win. You didn't know that? If you read about it, it's amazing. So you have a front runner, from the beginning he has to see good. That motivates him. He can't see nothing in the back. And there is horse who actually need to start a little bit behind so he can compete and then he will become better. What are you? What are you? You need to see like not working, I'm gonna make it happen. Or you are front runner. You have to see all reds, no horses, just dirt. As a human being. And there is no good and bad. Just different. Just different. People are different. And the reason I'm telling you this is because what type of pressure you avoid. You know? What kind of pressure you avoid? For example, for me, to be, I don't know how you're doing with new people you meet. Are you shy? You're not shy. So as much as you think I'm outgoing, I'm shy. In the first place, when I don't know anybody, I can be shy. Okay? So to make the first step, sometimes I'm nervous. I'm doing it because I know that's an issue. I know it. I'm nervous. I'm doing it. You know, let's do it. You know, but that's for Mekiv coming and not comfortable. I rather don't, but you know, for the growth of personality, you gotta do. Any person has something. So you have to check those list of Omekif that you don't allow to come in. Check the thing that can make you free, that can make you happy, right? That can make you happy. I mean, people ask me when they fly with me and I'm sitting, so I'm really not comfortable here, and this and that. Can the weather be better? I sometimes call the steward and say, can you tell the pilot that they get different routes? Please, I'm trying to read a book. I'm trying to put my tefillin to pray. So I'm praying. Can you imagine when you pray Amidah, you know, with the two leg and your head, boom. Say, can't do it like that, please. 1 hour. And they're always laughing. And I feel like I'm getting insulted. And they tell me, sir, he cannot take the whole different routes. So, you know, of course he can. Avoid different thing. And then let me enjoy my meal. Let me relax, meditate. Like, really, I want to have a cool time. And we have our travel agent. Always, and then we call him. Say, tell Eliyahu, this airplane is 787. No turbulence at all. So we took it. It was United. And I called him as I land. The poor guy said, that was the worst thing. I told him. Eliyahu, come on. We know you have that issue. I said, no, not that issue. And Debbie, the kids sometimes laughing and say, you know? And my son told me it wasn't a big deal. Relax. And the idea, it is a big deal in that. But when a public speaker needs to speak and he gets stressed, I have no idea what he's talking about. No idea. It bothered me. Bothered me tremendously. But if I'm not sensitive to his stress and he doesn't understand mine, like, Eliyahu, what are you talking about? What even are you talking about? And we have to start to understand that a positive stress is when you start feeling the light want to come in, but you're pushing it. You're pushing it. It's a sign something want to come in to do something. I get to travel more, right? To be in more places when the time comes. And I'm never stopping myself not to go somewhere for the sake of that type of stress. Never. Something's talking. Yeah? What happened?
No.
Some stress. Anyway, we talk to you next week, I hope, right? Yeah. Okay. Thank you for coming.